Kenny Blumenfeld. Our steady, regular senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR is with me on the phone. Thanks so much, Kenny, for being here at this brisk, wintry November morning here in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, it's a lovely, brisk, chilly, and kind of snowy or snow-covered November morning, isn't it?
It is.
Quite a week we've had.
It is quite a week we've had.
What's it look like up your way right now?
Well, it's definitely white. I'd say even by the lake we have, it seemed like there might have been some lake effect snow earlier in the week when we were getting kind of a little burst that no one had told us about. They had to postpone school one morning because it was super slick right when it was going to school. But I'd say there's, 2 to 3 inches by the lake, and then I have not been up the hill, so I actually don't know, but I understand that maybe there's more up in the Boundary Waters-ish area. I know Finland got maybe 5 inches the day that we got 2. Yeah, so it's definitely white.
Yeah, it was a very snowy week in Minnesota. I mean, almost everybody ended up getting, at least an inch or two, and most places got somewhere in the 2 to 5 inch range for the week. And then, as you mentioned, the jackpot is up in far northeast Minnesota and up in some of the higher terrain. We know that near Grand Marais, some of the stations were reporting, just northeast of Grand Marais near Hovland, 30 inches of snow.
Ooh.
Fell during the week. Yeah. A little bit more common in the higher elevations, back a couple miles off of the lake. It was pretty common to see reports of, 6 inches to 12 inches. That was a little more common. I assume any friends you have or folks you know that are up in the higher terrain off of the lake probably got about that amount, unless they were up in Cook County, in which case all bets are off. For all we know, they might have gotten 3 feet. There's a lot of snow up there.
Oh, wow. Well, lucky people up the Gunflint, or at least I would call them lucky. So now they're set for the year probably, because it sure doesn't look like it's warming up.
Yeah, I mean, here in the Twin Cities area and southern Minnesota, I think we probably will get a warm-up around Thanksgiving, and that's going to eat away at a lot of the snow. But this is where Minnesota breaks into two different states.
Oh.
I think you're right. It's hard. It's hard this time of year to get a thaw that melts snow when you have a good pile of snow up in northern Minnesota. And I wouldn't be surprised, you're going to need more than 2 or 3 inches for this snow to stick around all winter. But I wouldn't be surprised if the areas that did get 6 inches or more, basically from, the latitude of Brainerd or so on north.
Hmm.
So that would include pretty much everyone listening who got a half foot of snow or more. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that's here to stay. I mean, you never know. December can be a strange month, and we could certainly get a good warm-up, and we don't have a crystal ball that tells us that, yes, this will happen, or no, this won't. But usually if northern Minnesota, northeastern Minnesota, you get a good pile of snow on the ground in late November that usually sticks around, and the only thing that would undo it would be if we went into a pretty anomalously or unusually warm pattern. Possible, but we don't have any evidence of that happening yet.
Yeah.
But then again, when I wrote to you last week and I said, well, there's no big snowstorms coming, and I was kind of right, except they hadn't accounted for that whatever, the lake enhancement that just went to town.
Yeah.
Cook County. I mean, getting 30 inches of snow in a week is a pretty big deal anywhere in Minnesota.
Right.
And, I don't know if you saw, there have been some pictures from the Wolf Ridge Environmental Learning Center. These are just prodigious piles of snow.
Okay. I did not see
up
that.
Up on the higher terrain. Check it out.
Hmm.
A lot of snow up there.
Yeah, well, it's funny because we had I had a big meeting on Duluth with someone from Finland on Monday, and they had gotten their first 5 inches. I guess it just kept coming after that. And it seems like lake effect snow seems to be it's obviously unpredictable, except for generally, because it seems like they say there may be lake effect snow, and then you you might get a huge burst for half an hour, and then it's got to be just a sort of twitch in the direction of the wind combined with some air currents or something. Interesting,
yeah,
the whole lake effect.
Exactly right. Yeah, so for listeners who don't know, I'll just give the kind of basics that lake effect snow is a creature of water. The lake has to, you need a large expanse of water. It needs to have some depth to it. So Lake Superior is a great candidate. And as much as we think of it as a big cold lake, the main trick that it pulls that feeds into lake effect snow is that you require to get that lake effect snow, the lake has to be warmer than the air passing over it. And really, the prime lake effect snow season is at the beginning of winter, before you have a lot of ice on the lake, when cold winds blow across the lake and the lake is still at its, you know, still above 40 degrees and is, you know, producing a lot of low-level heat that then drives instability. And instability means you get these little upward plumes that turn into basically little convective precipitation blobs that then drift inland. The real lake effect snow belt in our region is in Wisconsin and Lake Michigan, where they might get in some years as northerly winds and northwesterly winds come across the lake, some years they might get 250 inches of snow, which is more than we've ever measured anywhere in Minnesota by.
Hmm.
You know, you're getting close to 100 inches more than,
yeah,
more than we've ever measured in Minnesota. But obviously on the North Shore, we get lake effect snow and also what we call lake enhanced snow. So the real difference is lake effect snow is snow that falls because of the lake, because of cold air passing over the lake. And that is much more common in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
What we saw this week in Cook County and what we get most winters with some regularity along the shore is lake-enhanced snow, where it was going to snow already. There were already, the conditions were already there, but because of the wind coming from the east or the northeast or maybe even the southeast off of the lake, there's additional heat and moisture that's added into that snow, and that can actually enhance the intensities and give you some higher amounts. And this is basically why all the usual suspects from the higher terrain outside of Grand Marais and Grand Portage all the way down to, you know, Finland and the Wolf Ridge area, and even into parts of western Duluth. These are the areas that routinely see over 100 inches of snow in a season, whereas nowhere else in Minnesota is that normal. So that's kind of a little what about on lake effect snow. And so we had some nice lake enhancement, and early in the season, it's a good time to get it. And, you know, when we usually get a big payday for snowfall up on the North Shore is when you have one of those big cyclones that, you know, crosses the lake, crosses the central part of Lake Superior, and then you've got, you know, easterly or northeasterly winds coming off of the lake in an area where there's already precipitation falling. And that's when you can get those big, big totals, like, you know, 30, 40 inches, which is what people will sometimes observe after a few days of one of these big snowstorms.
Right, so
fun stuff, and go ahead.
Yeah, quick question just to add on to that. Why is it then that, like, Finland is up the hill, but yet on the shore itself, there really isn't that much snow? So sometimes it seems like it hits the high levels, like it takes a little bit for the snow to be made as it's rushing off the lake or something?
That is such a good question and such a good observation. Okay, so to form precipitation, you always need at least two ingredients. One is moisture. Can't do it without moisture. And the other is lift. Lift is an essential ingredient. In other words, rising air motion.
Yeah.
They almost always lead to cloud droplets forming, and sometimes it leads to precipitation. So you're right. If the air just moves from the lake to the shore, you don't get much. In fact, sometimes that kind of relatively warm air, the warm water, will maybe even warm the air enough that you might have drizzle near
right.
the shore, or a very wet snow that's not sticking. And then you go up, and it's coming down.
Right.
And, and this is because as those currents move inland, they get an extra boost once they get lifted up. Air that rises is forced every time. It has no choice. It is forced to expand and cool. And as it cools, it loses its capacity to maintain the water that might be contained within it. And so that lift almost always enhances precipitation rates. And so for that lake air to get up to Finland, it has to go on an elevator ride up about, 500, 600 feet in some areas. And so, and that actually is enough to enhance the precipitation rates pretty dramatically. And that's why your higher terrain above the, off of the shore by a mile or 1 to 4 miles inland, that's where you hit the jackpot with these snows. I mean, anywhere in the uplands actually can get hammered, but that's where you really start to see it. It's just a mile or two inland in the higher terrain.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good, thanks for that. We're out of time, but more cold coming, I assume.
Yeah, cold and then kind of a milding after the cold. I hope everybody has a good holiday, and I guess I'll talk to you next Friday, right?
Yeah, sounds good. Perfect. And you too have a nice Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you right after. Bye-bye.
Great. Thanks, Katya.
Yep, bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That was Kenny Blumenfeld, Senior Climatologist for the Minnesota DNR.